Welcome to A Taste of Britain. Hello, everybody, and welcome to KFAI Radio, 90.3 FM Minneapolis, 106.7 FM St. Paul, and thanks to that internet thingy, just about everywhere on KFAI.org. For the next 2 hours, you're going to have a cavalcade of British music, courtesy of good old true Brit, Simon Husbands. So sit back, relax. Here's Simon.
Good evening, good morning, whatever it is. Thank you for listening. You're listening to True Brit here on Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul Radio Without Boundaries. And let's wave a fond farewell as Ron leaves the studio. An immaculate show as ever. And as he slips into his smoking jacket and heads off to the limo waiting for him just outside the door to KFAI, we wish him a fond farewell. Thank you, Ron. Yes, you're listening to True Brit, and we have all kinds of stuff. We have a cornucopia of stuff coming up today, kind of a, like an odds and sods. Imagine tonight's True Brit to be the old curiosity shop of radio, and that's a shop with spelled S-H-O-P-P-E. We've got new music from Brian Ferry, we've got new music from the Ting Tings, we've got your 2 minute UK news roundup, we're going to be looking at the charts, and we have a very special in-studio guest coming to share some of their favorite music on It's Only Rock and Roll, But I Like It. But we're going to kick off with brand new from the Ting Tings.
Should I love?
the Ting Tings and their brand new single that's called Hands. And right at the beginning of that song, the drummer says, I don't want to go out, I want to stay in. And I've been racking my brains to figure out where that line comes from. It's on another song. I don't want to go out, I want to stay in. That's what he says. So if you know where that comes from, then give me a call, because I would certainly be quite mildly interested to find out. Mr. Smallboy, do you know?
Who do you think you are, some kind of DJ?
Well, it's one of the things that we hope that we can be. Anyway, tonight is November. Well, I suppose it's really technically November the 6th, but all day yesterday, up until a few minutes ago, it was November the 5th, which, as everybody knows, is bonfire night in the UK, Guy Fawkes night. And so, you know, we've got to do something to celebrate that. And if you didn't know what Guy Fawkes night was, it's basically a celebration of a guy getting nabbed trying to blow up the Houses of Parliament. This is going back 400 years. And he was the patsy. They caught him in the basement of the Houses of Parliament trying to set fire to a barrel of gunpowder. And so his name was Guy Fawkes. And so now what they do is they make effigies of him and they stick it on a huge freaking bonfire that's like 30 feet tall and then burn it. And then they set off fireworks, which is nice. So Guy Fawkes night. So, of course, we couldn't let such an auspicious occasion pass without marking it in some way. So we're going to start off with the Prodigy and Firestarter.
We'll be right back.
And there we go. That was Idlewild with Last Night I Missed All the Fireworks. And a great example of a song where the musicians do a lot of, well, that kind of shouting. I think you should have more shouting in rock and roll music. Absolutely. And, well, we found out where, I don't want to go out. I want to stay in. We know where it comes from now. So thanks to Scott and to Chuck for calling in. It comes from David Bowie and Modern Love. I don't want to go out. I want to stay in. That's where it comes from. So what a fantastic listening audience we have here at True Brit. And in case you didn't know, you're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul Radio without boundaries. That's how they say it in some parts of England. I'm not sure which parts, probably the kind of the bad parts. I don't know. Anyway, coming up in the show, we have coming up in the next few minutes a very special studio guest who's going to be playing It's Only Rock and Roll But I Like It with us. And let me give you a prior notice, he is a drummer. And if I need to say any more, then you probably don't know enough about drummers, and we'll get into that a little bit more. But in between now and then, I'm going to play a song I've been meaning to play for a long time. This is Blancmange.
Tree. That's all right with me. Have you ever listened to the radio and thought, I can do a better job? Well, on Across the Board, you can. Come on air and host your very own Collector's Corner, where you can play the music you've always wanted to hear on the radio. Go to the Across the Board page on KFAI.org for contact information. That's Across the Board, late Thursday, early Friday morning, 2 to 5 a.m. on KFAI.
Exactly. You're listening to True Brit here on KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul. You just heard Living on the Ceiling from Blancmange, who, although they have a very French-sounding name, of course, Blancmange, B-L-A-N-C, B-L-A-N-C, Blanc, white, M-A-N-G-E, mange, to eat, Blancmange. Delicious. My gran used to make a wonderful blancmange. They're from Blackburn, Lancashire, which is kind of a spooky connection because they must have been neighbours with the Ting Tings, who we started the show off with. And Blackburn, Lancashire is actually mentioned in the lyrics of one of the chosen songs of our special guest here on... It's only rock and roll, but he likes it. Ladies and gentlemen... We have a very special studio guest in here today. So, special guest, your microphone is now well and truly on. And for the record, would you please state your name?
Hi, Sam. It's Scooter Nelson from the Tex Pistols.
Wow, Scooter Nelson from the Tex Pistols. And are you just an ordinary bloke yet? Uniquely talented and lovely?
Explain the term bloke.
It's just a regular, just a git, you know, just a chap.
Absolutely, I'm a chap.
And a quick pop quiz. Beatles or Stones?
Beatles.
Oasis or Blur?
Neither.
And you see, we've got a tough one here tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I have to keep him in order somehow, I think. Scooter, would you please tell us which track you've chosen to share with us first on this?
The Zombies.
The Zombies. Tell us a little bit about The Zombies and tell us how you came to fall in love with this particular track.
Vocal percussion, unusual choices, and back all the way to the 60s. Creative and awfully, awfully catchy. The Zombies.
So now you're a drummer, correct? Yeah, you are, yes. A drummer. And yet you appear sane and verbally acute.
Appearances can be deceiving.
How long have you been playing the drums, Scooter?
133 years.
It seems like a long time.
It feels like a long time.
And what was it about music that, what was the music that influenced you to start playing the drums? Why didn't you pick up the guitar? Why didn't you pick up the bass? Why didn't you do the keyboards?
Good question. I just have internal rhythm. I used to get in trouble from banging on my desks in school and that sort of thing. And so it's sort of an internal, you know, rhythm that just, I have the germ.
It's the rhythm of life that never leaves.
That's what
us.
It is.
Exactly. And, you know, it's funny. We were sitting out there in the green room here at KFAI, and you were tapping your fingers on the edge of the chair like you just finished a show or something.
No idea. Yes, I did just finish a show, actually.
And then you came straight into the studio?
Yes. Yes, I did.
You must be exhausted.
No, I'm ready to go.
Fantastic. Well, okay, so now we've got the Zombies here. Yeah. Lead singer Colin Blunstone, correct?
Yes.
I love that song that he did called Say You Don't Mind. You remember that one?
I think so.
It was a lovely, lovely song, and I fully intend to play it one day when I feel like it, but it had a wonderful string arrangement. Mm. He got a very pure voice and kind of an unusual voice at that time for a rock band. But
yeah.
Should we take a listen to it?
Sure.
Here we go. This is Time of the Season from the Zombies.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands to take you in the sun to promised lands, to show you everyone. It's the time of the season for what's your name? Who's your daddy?
daddy be rich?
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you.
Well, that's Time of the Season from the Zombies. That's the very first selection from our special in-studio guest here on It's Only Rock and Roll, But I Like It, Mr. Scooter Nelson, drummer extraordinaire.
Hey.
What do you think about that?
I'm not British.
Well, you don't have to be British to be extraordinaire.
Yes, I am an ordinaire.
Well, I think you're extraordinaire.
Ah, see.
We were just talking about that song. It came out in 68 and featured the organ prowess, if I may use that expression, of Mr. Rod Argent.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, a staple in quite a number of rock bands, and especially, what was the band that he was in? Oh, Argent. Duh. And that was recorded at Abbey Road Studios.
Yeah.
So kind of pretty good sound, and as you said, a little ahead of its time.
I believe so. Yeah.
And another band, the next song off your list of lovely, lovely songs is the Mahu Vishnu Orchestra. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that.
John McLaughlin, a guitar player extraordinaire, speaking of, and some of the finest musicians in the world. I saw them play in 1973 in Philadelphia. Billy Cobham, one of the best drummers ever on the planet. Jan Hammer from Sweden, I think, is Swedish or Swiss. He ended up doing all the music for...
I think he might be Austrian.
You think?
Yeah, maybe either German or Austrian.
He did the television show Miami...
Miami Vice. He also did the Crazy Frog theme, didn't he?
And he was one of the first purveyors of the Mini Moog synthesizer.
Who knew when he was playing with the Mahu Vishnu Orchestra that he would go on to compose the Crazy Frog?
I don't know. But that was a concert I'll never forget because I went there with some musician friends of mine and we came out with our jaws hanging down going, what did we just hear? What was that?
Sure.
I'm a musician and I have no idea what I just watched there. So
They were pretty out there. But, you know, an interesting thing that didn't occur to me, but, you know, I always thought that John McLaughlin was American.
Hmm.
And he's actually from Doncaster in Yorkshire, in England. Yeah. He was, I mean, he's from the part of the world where they stick ferrets down their trousers, down the pants.
I thought that was Fridley.
Well, that may be like an adopted custom up in Fridley. Of course, if you're living in Fridley and listening to this show, we mean no disrespect whatsoever. And please remember, it was not me, in actual fact, your host Simon Husbands that said that, but in fact, my studio guest, Mr. Scooter Nelson.
Thank you for that.
But yes. Up in Yorkshire, they do actually stick ferrets down their pants.
Well, I'm not going to argue that one.
For fun.
You would know all about that. Yes.
I wonder if there's any songs out there about people putting ferrets down their pants. I'm sure there must be.
Maybe a listener will call in with a recommendation for us.
Exactly. So we're going to listen to a track called Birds of Fire.
Yes.
It starts off with some fabulous gongs.
Mm,
do you use many gongs?
Not anymore, no.
Really?
No.
Gong's a bit passé.
Well, I'm just worried someone's going to gong me when I'm playing, so I... Gotcha.
All right, well, let's take a listen. Let's, as we listen to this, let's imagine the lead guitarist with a ferret down his pants. This is the Mahavishnu Orchestra and Birds of Fire.
KFAI greatly values listeners' feedback. If you have feedback or questions, you can call the KFAI feedback line at 612-341-3144, extension 815, or email program director Adam Mel at adammehl@kfai.org.
Yes, indeed. And we just heard the Mahavishnu Orchestra with Birds of Fire, and of course we were talking about the ferrets and John McLaughlin playing maybe with one, maybe two ferrets down his pants just to make himself feel at home. What do you think, Scooter Nelson?
I think that's a two-ferret performance there.
You think so?
Yeah, pretty sure.
Do you think maybe the ferrets down the pants actually kind of inspired him to do all that kind of stuff, you know?
I'm thinking that's what it is.
Okay, so now what's the next track that you're going to play from your list?
I'm guessing it's going to be Led Zeppelin with some ducks in the background.
Oh, hang on.
Or those ferrets.
It's the bloody chickens. Just don't let them put you off, Scooter. Just carry on. So you've chosen Kashmir from Led Zeppelin.
I have. Yes.
Why did you choose this particular track?
I've always loved it.
Get the chickens out!
Hang on a second.
I got one on me.
I think, just show him away. I think I know the thing. I think I've got just the thing to get rid of the chickens. Let's give it a whirl. Gone.
Excellent. Excellent.
See, peace and quiet at last.
Perfect.
So, Kashmir.
Yes.
Scooter.
Yes.
What do you like about it?
I've always loved Led Zeppelin's turn of phrases and music so that they are uneven. They sound like a rock rolling down the hill or a chicken walking up your pant leg. Uneven. And this one is a great example of that. And in the film, It Might Get Loud, Jimmy Page actually explains how they created this, and it was sort of a mistake. And I like that about that.
Tell us a little bit more about that. What did he say in the movie about it?
Well, he had a riff or two, and then it cut off. The tape ran out. And so the tape ended in an odd spot. And when the drummer, John Bonham, came in to sit down and started playing along with it. And when it ran out, they just looped it. And then they had this sort of uneven phrase going on. And then Jimmy Page started adding stuff to it, and it became this kind of magical moment, which sometimes happens in the studio.
It is funny how often works of apparent genius are caused by just an accident or just a strange fluke of coincidences. Mm-hmm. And yeah, very odd. Anyway, this is Kashmir from Led Zeppelin.
I'm a traveler, I'm both time and space.
give me a synth to twiddle with and I'm yours forever. If it's got guitars in it, you can go take a long walk off a short pier.
Oh, well, that's the KFAI official robot announcer, who's obviously not very impressed by Led Zeppelin. He's more of a synth guy, as you might imagine, being a robot announcer, of course. So we just heard Led Zeppelin and their classic song, Kashmir.
Yes.
Which we were talking about was an accident. But, you know, it's also a very long song, which explains why I kind of faded it out a little bit. Just because, not because I didn't think that the KFAI listeners didn't deserve to hear it all, but we have so much good stuff coming up. I've got brand new music from Brian Ferry. We have the news roundup. We have the UK, look at the top five songs in the UK. We've got all that stuff on the show tonight. Plus, I'm going to try and cram in a special sequence for... excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, a bit of a frog in the throat. It comes from talking with a French accent earlier on in the evening. Mm. But we're also going to try and plug in three songs to celebrate the Geordies. Scooter, are you familiar with any Geordies?
No.
People from the Newcastle-upon-Tyne area of England?
I don't know it, sorry.
Well, up in the north of England, there is a little place called Blackburn in Lancashire.
See.
Which is where Blancmange come from. We were talking about them earlier on. But Blackburn, Lancashire is also mentioned in the lyrics of the final song from your selection tonight. Which song is that, Scoot?
Beatles, A Day in the Life.
Yeah, it's a classic, classic piece. Why do you think people love this song so much? Is it, do you think, because of the grandiose nature of the song, or just the poignant lyrics, or the George Martin production?
Yes.
All three?
Absolutely. Yes, I think so. It's a classic and sums up a lot of things, yeah, musically and lyrically, I think.
I don't think the Beatles ever performed this live.
Hmm.
Do you think it would have been a good thing for them to do? I mean, I know it was one of the reasons why they stopped, because they felt they couldn't do it justice, but would you like to have seen them take a stab at it?
Absolutely, absolutely. But, it's, you know, some songs lend themselves to live performance and some songs don't, as you know.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, well, let's take a listen to it,
sure,
shall we?
Yeah.
Here we go. This is the last and final selection from Mr. Scooter Nelson, drummer extraordinaire. And at the end of this song, we're just going to be taking a few minutes to talk about Scooter's current project, The Text Pistols. But in the meantime, this is A Day in the Life from The Beatles.
across my head. Found my way downstairs and drank a cup, and looking up, I noticed I was late. Found my coat and grabbed my hat, made the bus in seconds flat. Found my way upstairs and had a smoke, and somebody spoke and I went into a dream.
You're listening to True Brit here on KFAI, 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, and 106.7 FM, St. Paul, Radio Without Boundaries. And I suppose Scooter Nelson, our special guest here on It's Only Rock and Roll, But I Like It, I suppose I should really start talking backwards, shouldn't I? Would that work? I mean, that's not what I'm supposed to do over the end of this song.
I'd love to hear it.
Okay, here we go. What do you think?
I think you have a gerbil in your pants.
Now, if anybody can decipher what I said, I mean, of course, you'll have to gerbil,
whatever you a ferret.
Those wretched chickens again. When they come back, there's going to be some serious bother. I can tell you that now. Anyway, of course, a fabulous tune, Day in the Life from the Beatles.
KFAI, True Brit.
And we're going to say... not goodbye just yet, but a big thank you to Scooter Nelson for coming in here and sharing some of his favourite British UK moments. Scooter, you are the drummer with a fabulous band called the Text Pistols Band. Tell us a bit about the band. What's going on?
Second CD just finished on Tuesday. We just got it mastered and we're excited. We wrote most of the songs, including this one. And this one's called 100 Year Low, which I am singing. I sing a lot in this band as well.
And, so, when you say you got it mastered, does that mean you just kind of finally figured out how to play it?
No, it's a process at the end of a recording that you do, you know, where you tweak it just ever so much to make it ever so much better, hopefully.
How would you describe the Text Pistols Band?
Americana.
What exactly does that mean?
Roots rock, Americana country.
What does that mean?
Well, it's a good question, but it's not. We're not country. We're not. We're American music. It's kind of country, but what country? I don't know. It's Americana roots. The Eagles meets the Jayhawks meets, you know, a lot of other influences.
And so now the album is called Hold On.
Yep.
And when is it coming out? Do you know how
it'll be out by January for sure. We're going to get advance copies in hopefully sometime in November and start leaking them out and on the internet, textpistolsband.com. Don't go to textpistols.com or you'll get some weirdos in Canada and, you know, you don't want that.
Well,
yeah, you know what I mean. You don't want that.
We're not talking about the ferrets again, are we?
No. But textpistolsband.com. You can go there, watch video, listen to our first record. It's our first CD is called I don't know what it's called. I can't remember. It's called Fully Loaded, for obvious reasons. And this one is, this song is called 100 Year Low, and I wrote the words, and I'm singing the song with my bandmates, and it's about the state of the world, economically speaking, as we sit here right now.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, this is 100 Year Low from the Text Pistols.
Zips up as the sun goes down. Life's a beach in this seaside town. Shrimp on the barbie, beers in the fridge. The sky's ablaze, the tiki's are lit. There's a fall over paradise. Just a given eye under those tropical skies. Clear blue water reflects in your eyes. There's a fall over paradise. Old salty dog living high on the hog. Got my toes on the nose and my head's in the clouds. Lime a lemon, some tonic and gin. Toss me my boat and go right back in. There's a full moon over paradise. Just even night under those tropical skies. Clear blue water reflects in your eyes. There's a full moon over paradise.
Did you miss your favorite KFAI show? Go to kfai.org and click on Archive to listen to any of KFAI's locally produced shows at any time. KFAI, radio without boundaries, online at kfai.org.
About to lose my job and my home, and waiting by the phone for the other shoe to drop. No more 401k, we're just trying to get by day to day. We're all working on a 100-year loan. Look out below. Now we come.
Decreed honorary citizenship, honorary British citizenship, on Mr. Scooter Nelson and his band, the Tex Pistols Band. Thank you, Scooter, for coming in so much. We really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Simon.
And do you know any good drummer jokes?
Nothing like being put on the spot right before I leave. No, I can't think of one at the moment.
Okay, well, I'll have to think of some.
You must have hundreds.
Well, it would be disrespectful of me. I mean, not that I worry about being disrespectful to anybody. I probably offended half of Fridley. Although, again, if I could point out, it wasn't actually me that said that comment.
Yes, but you thought it.
And if you happen to be listening by chance, then, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to me, Simon Husbands, here on True Brit on KFAI, 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul, Radio Without Boundaries, or streaming online at www.kfai.org. And remember, if you listen online, you can listen anytime you like. You can listen on a Sunday afternoon, you can listen on a Tuesday night at around about 5:20, when you're having your supper, or you can listen on Tuesday morning at 6:30 over your cornflakes if you want. It's fabulous. The internet is just fabulous, right, Scooter?
I think it's a fad.
It's what? A fad?
Yeah, it's going to go away.
Yeah, it's going to go away. Probably very, very, very likely to be the case. But anyway, if you want to get in touch with the show, kfaitruebrit@gmail.com is our email address, kfaitruebrit@gmail.com, or